Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the position that you have put us in through Christ. And tonight, as we hear your word, let us not only be hearers, but be doers of your word. The men and women that are here, and men and women across the world are listening tonight. May you speak to them clearly and show them what you have shown me. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Write this down and turn to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Now, I'm going to give you some words. I don't know whether to call them anchors or keys. They may be both in the message we're going to teach tonight. But I want you to write this down. Living in kingdom awareness, authority, anointing, and activation. I added activation a few minutes ago. You have to activate what you learn. Living in, now note the word kingdom. Living in kingdom awareness, kingdom authority, kingdom anointing, and now the Lord wants you to be a kingdom activator. Although in every situation that come up, some of the things we're going to say tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to give you some insight of how to activate the kingdom in authority. Know this for a fact, that the kingdom has you fully covered. Say, I'm fully covered by the kingdom of God. And so I'll give you more insight on this kingdom in a few moments. There in Luke chapter 11, chapter 12, Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Go back up to verse 30. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Who seek after? Nation of the world, right? And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather, verse 31, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now notice verse 32. Those first two words, we ought to kiss them. With all this culture craziness going on now. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, to clear things up, I think it's Romans 14, 17. Turn to Romans 14. Let's clear things up. What are we talking about when we talk about the kingdom? It's three words that we need to understand when we talk about the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those are spiritual attributes that you should be carrying that can change any situation. For the kingdom, see now, for you young people, listen. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not secular, it's not natural. We're talking about a supernatural kingdom. Say supernatural kingdom. Supernatural kingdom. What is it? He said, tell us, give us three words. But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, all three of those are beyond this world's standard. In other words, things don't have to be going right in this world for you to have those three. Amen. See, that's when you have a revelation of the kingdom of God, a revelation of awareness that this spiritual kingdom is over me. And because I'm born again, I'm righteous. I have a right to have the peace of God. You see that? Righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost. No matter what's going on. Why can you have joy in the Holy Ghost no matter what's going on? There's nothing the Holy Ghost can't handle. And you have to come to that understanding that whatever you're dealing with now and whatever come up, there's nothing the Holy Ghost can't handle. So you have joy in the Holy Ghost. All right? Now look at another scripture I want you to look at. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. And I would prefer for you to have a Bible or something, just look at that board. I'd rather for you to, old school, man. I got to get y'all back to the old school to get more anointed. You know. First Corinthians 4:20 says, yeah, look, we got all this technology just taking everything from us. I use it, but how can I get back? For the kingdom of God, you in the 20th verse?
Yes, sir.
Read it. What? So now we're talking about a kingdom of power. So we're talking about a kingdom of righteousness. Righteousness. Peace. I'm going to try for y'all young children again. Y'all ain't saying nothing. All right, I'm going to teach y'all tonight. Kingdom of God is what? First word? What is righteousness? Right standing with God. Good enough. What the next thing is? All right, know what the next thing is? And what else?
Power.
All right. Now, you ready for this? Go to Luke 17. Luke 17. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 20. Luke 17 and 20. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about living in kingdom awareness, authority, and anointing, and then activating that kingdom. Activating that awareness and authority and that anointing. You have that ability because the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yes, now, let's go a little further here in Luke 17, 20. And when he was demanding of the Pharisees, now these are religious folks, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, here's a bell I want to ring. The kingdom of God cometh not by observation, but the kingdom of God cometh by revelation. So when you operate in a kingdom, you can't operate by observation, what things look like. You got to pause until that kingdom, that king in that kingdom gives you revelation above what you see in observation. How many of you all, I know I have, got hung up on observation sometimes? Things didn't look right. It didn't like it don't come out right. You know what I'm saying? But we must learn to live by revelation. Observation, Satan got his hand on observation. And he can make you look like you're losing. But when you step in revelation, he lose. Come on, everybody say observation. You have a concept what observation is, what I see. Right? Then the other one is revelation. So the kingdom is calling you to live by revelation. Where did revelation come from? The Word and the Holy Spirit. The Word and the Holy Spirit. Consult the Word till the Holy Spirit show you something. Until the Holy Spirit say something to you. Come on, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So the kingdom is not by what I see. The kingdom is by what I know. You know, we say, I know my Redeemer lives, things like that, you know. All things work together for good for them that love God. Romans 8:28. I mean, now, how that question come in now? Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. That's a kingdom statement. I mean, things can be going wrong. 14 things can be going wrong. And you, by faith and by revelation, say to the person next to you, everything going to be all right. Now, natural people who don't know about the kingdom, because you're about to find out, how many of y'all born again? you have accepted Jesus. You're about to find out, or how can I say it? You're about to find out, or you're about to come into a better understanding that that kingdom of power is on the inside of you, waiting for you to activate it in every given situation. Watch. Verse 20. And when he was demanding of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither should they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, here's what you want. Here's what you want on the line. You won't see it. The kingdom of God is within you. Ain't a way to draw it on a line on that board up there. I never heard. Huh? Change the color. The kingdom of God is within you. Change that color. The kingdom of God is within you. Because I want that to grip for us. I give them some points. Can y'all do that? The kingdom of God is within you. Yes, I wasn't going to use it. I'm definitely not going to use it now. Y'all ain't putting no color on that. Stop looking for an answer when you're in a dilemma. The answer is on the inside of you. Stop asking everybody else what to do. Look at the verse again. These should have said, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So when he says, when the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things to be added to you, where you go seeking at? You seek within, in the spirit realm that is on the inside of you. Right now, right here tonight, every dilemma in your life is trembling. Because it knows if you ever find out that you have authority over it, it's already defeated. Remember now, observation, what else? Come on, some of y'all are not talking to me. Observation is what you see naturally. Revelation is what you see supernaturally. See, observation is a problem. Revelation is a solver. Because the kingdom of God is within me. Righteousness is in me. Peace is in me. And joy in the Holy Ghost. So no matter what the situation is, if I go on the inside, I can handle it supernaturally. Are you seeing it? So I wrote a question down. Are you a kingdom demonstrator in your life? Just go ahead and write that down. Ask yourself a few times. Are you a kingdom demonstrator in your life? Because now you're not operating by observation. You're operating by revelation, and you know you're operating from within, not the outside. Our power is on the inside of us, not on the outside. The next question is, are you fully living beyond the world system? People who know how to live in the kingdom and operate in kingdom revelation lives above the world system. Let me show it to you. Turn to Matthew 16. Let me show it to you. Hallelujah. Everything can be solved tonight. Yes, sir. See? And what I'm having to do is put an apostolic mantle on you, this church. You got to wear apostolic mantle. You got to know that you sent. You have to know that you sealed. You're not only sent, but you sealed. Don't think these Bible studies are normal patterns. God getting a remnant ready to handle everything. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you walk in your righteousness. Walk in your peace. Walk in your joy. See? Now, how you know you're right? Because he gives you his righteousness. It doesn't mean that you're doing everything right. But when the Holy Spirit convicts you, You can go back and get right because righteousness is on the inside of you. All right, all right. Let me show you this. Are you fully living beyond the world system? That's a question I asked, didn't I? That wasn't a question. I asked you, are you a kingdom demonstrator in your life, number one? And the second question was, are you fully living beyond the world system? Now let's drop these words. Awareness, authority, anointing, and an activator. Not observation, but revelation. Because Satan always going to show you something. See? But you got to see beyond him. You got to see that he's finished. He's defeated already. And he's going to deal with your senses and your mind, but you got to take him in the spirit. All right, all right. Are you fully living beyond the world system? All right, look in Matthew 16, verse 17. Here's a man. Well, let's look at the 13th verse because it's going to show us about revelation. Other people are going to say a lot of other stuff. But when you're praying and you're seeking God's face, watch what happened here. Watch what happened because you're about to get some keys to the kingdom. But it comes by revelation. All right? Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Somebody with no revelation, no insight, and you don't want to be in church when you don't want to be a hearer. You want to let the Holy Spirit talk to you after you hear a message about your awareness and your authority. And there's another A in there, your abilities. You got abilities beyond a normal person. You're a child of God. But you got to know how to activate that kingdom that is on the inside of you for those abilities to function properly. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. It's not by number. It's not by number. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So here he points out in the 13th verse, I want you all to look with me now. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say that thou, John the Baptist. They're guessing, you see. Some Eli, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Now he said, now, but what I want to know, what you saying? When you go through something or when you need to do something, what are you saying? You saying what everybody else saying? No, you shouldn't be going by observation. You go by revelation. So, yeah, you're going to be an oddball. That's all right, though. You're going to win. Now, if you're afraid to be different, you can't operate in revelation. If you think everybody's going to walk with you, no, no, no. Because people, if they can't see it, they're not gonna walk with it. But the question is, in verse 15, he said to them, all right, I heard what they said, but whom you say that I am? Here's revelation coming, the 16th verse. Here comes revelation. It's the Holy Spirit. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. You know Jeremiah, the Son of the living God. Yes, sir. We got to have that revelation in every situation. Good God Almighty. I said, we have to have that revelation. And it, oh, my good God Almighty. We got everything you got to have the revelation that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God, meaning that he's the answer for everything. But you're not going to have that by feeling. Not even by facts. Revelation works by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Watch the answer. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now watch that verse 17 now. Here we go. Take yours tonight. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So when there's a revelation, keys come with it. Unlock that problem. Lock that up. When there's revelation. Everybody say, when there's revelation. Where revelation come from? The Word, Holy Spirit. Say the Word, Holy Spirit. Give me revelation. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now look at verse 18. And listen, this comes in every transaction in your life can be just like this. Every transaction can be just like this. If you permit the Holy Spirit to give you the revelation and you function in that revelation, you'll be just like Peter. Other people talking about you, somebody else. You got to know who he is. And he said unto thee, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gate of hell should not prevail against it. So the gates of hell shouldn't be prevailing against you. Look at verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom key. I didn't say one key either. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt what? On earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, we can go home right now, shall be loose in heaven. That's how powerful we are, but it got to be by revelation. Satan want us to live by observation. But we got to know we already have it. Can't see, but we already have it. So you are invited to enter God's kingdom of power so that you may see it demonstrated through you in the here and now. We talked about what is it? Where is it? It's on the inside of you. Why is it there? Put you in a special position. Now, here's a statement coming that I'm going to start giving you. I'm going to give you some more scripture. When it's applied properly, your kingdom position, it always produces divine results. What kind of result? What do you think when I said divine result? Who the first point come on your mind? I can't hear you. Is there any results that God can't get? Think about it. When it's applied properly, it always produces a divine result. When you apply your kingdom citizenship, let me show you who you are. When I was studying, the Lord brought me to this text. 1 Peter 2:29. Four or five things you need to know. 1 Peter 2:29. Four or five things you need to know about who you are. Yeah. So y'all, some of y'all going to find out who you are tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody seen it already? I get the right scripture? Huh? Nobody talking to me. Right, it's wrong scripture? Huh? What I said? No, ain't no 29. First Peter 2 and 9. Yeah. He don't want us to see it. We're going to see it, though. Because reading, they don't want you to see it. It's going to put you in a spiritual position tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. Because of Christ in my life, this is what it produced. But you are a chosen generation. You have to know that. I'm chosen. Look at the next one. My kingdom citizenship carries me as a raw priesthood. Raw. Raw priesthood.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And a holy nation. So I'm chosen, I'm raw, and I'm holy. Good God Almighty. I'm chosen, I'm raw, and I'm holy because of him. See, don't be looking at the natural. Don't be looking at your grandma. We're not talking about physical. We're talking about spiritual. Look at the Son of God. Look at Jesus. Look at him rising from the grave. Look at him ascending up to heaven. Look at him being seated beside the Father. Look at him and defeated every sin and even death itself and made me a chosen person. Stop looking down on yourself. Look in the mirror sometimes and say, I'm chosen. I'm raw. I'm holy. I'm peculiar. And because of that, I show forth the praise of him who will call you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's in the book. See, some of y'all didn't know you was raw. You know, everybody won't be a little creeped. No, Jesus made you a raw priesthood. You're chosen. You're holy. All that's in that kingdom right on the inside of you. Huh? So I want to give you these four or five things right quick. Let the kingdom light shine bright. Look at Matthew 5:14. Let the kingdom light, that's a light, a kingdom light on the inside of you, let it shine bright. Yes, sir. In other words, activate that priesthood. Amen. 1 Peter 29. You sure don't want to see that, huh? Hallelujah. Matthew 5:14 says, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick and give it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So he said in verse 16, read verse 16. Yeah, that's a kingdom light on the inside of you. Yeah, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere you go. And then I want you to put in your note Philippians 2:15 under that same statement, let the light, kingdom light shine. I might need to look at it. Philippians 2:15. At least I ain't had Philippians 29. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. What? Without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and, oh my, we need to read this verse. Ooh, Jesus, perverse nation, among whom you shine as a light in the world. Ooh, we need this voice, Lord. Ooh, thank you for this voice. that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Boy, boy. How can you write that verse so long ago and it's so amplified today? Let your light shine. Darker it gets, the brighter you become. Hallelujah. Remember this, the kingdom in me is greater than any adversary that comes against me. You want a voice for that? You listen, young man, I'm going to give you a voice. 1 John 4:4. The kingdom in me is greater than any adversary that comes against me. Now, you got to meditate this and feed on it. Yes, sir. See, I got it in the spirit. You got to get it in the spirit, too. Yes, sir. You have God, little children, have overcome them. You have God, little children, have overcome them. Yes, you have overcome everything coming up. Yes, why? Because greater is he that's in you, yes, than he is in the world. So I already got the victory before it comes. And we're going to need to know this with all these cultures rising up and the government signing for boys to marry boys. 3 men can get married. And they sign the paper for that. That's not in the Bible. And so more going to come. All kind of stuff going to come. Put your arm around your children. Tell them get on their knee. Put your hand on their head. And then put some anointing on them. Before they leave the house. Let's pray. Because it's out there. Are you following it? All right. The kingdom of God, the kingdom in me is greater than any adversary to come against me. All right. Now, I am a releaser. I want you to write this down. Of God's kingdom. Will, power, and glory in the realm on behalf of my Father. I am a releaser of God's kingdom, God's will, God's power, and God's glory in the realm on the behalf of my Father. You got them? Can I say it again? I am a releaser of God's kingdom. Come on, say it with me. I'm a releaser of God's kingdom, God's will, God's power, God's glory in the realm on behalf of my Father. Now watch what type of kingdom the winds are blowing right now. The demonical winds are blowing, trying to bluff the world, but it can't bluff the church. I want you to see a scripture here in Hebrews chapter 12. You got a shout of glory? Hebrews chapter 12. This is something I know, and you need to know it, and we all need to know it, and we all need to flow in it. Hallelujah. God's still in control. You can't trust the government. They're signing paper. They're signing the creed. There's paper. I could just sign, and they just sign and say it's all right. 3 men to get married. Three. Hell, it's bad enough with 2. Three. And I use the word hell, I'm talking about hell, you know what I'm saying? I saw that, I said 3. I knew they were going crazy with the 2, but 3. You're going to have 4 after a while. But the Bible said they're coming. Young men, y'all look at me, y'all are men. Y'all, don't let anybody put their hand on you. Young lady, y'all ladies. I'm talking to y'all. Somebody go talk and create in your group? So get your hand off of me. Somebody got to tell them. See, they call it hate when you try to get something straight. Y'all don't love us. Y'all don't love that sin. And you, oh my God. I'm at the glow. Now, here's what in my Bible, here what it says, but I want you to notice the kingdom that is on the inside of you is unmovable. There's nothing Satan has, there's nothing this world has. The kingdom on the inside of you is an unmovable righteousness, an unmovable peace, and an unmovable joy. Yes. Back to Romans 14, 17. Righteousness, peace, and joy is unmovable. Watch what this scripture said. Watch the wind blowing right now. The wind blowing in the system. Watch. In verse 25, Hebrews 12:25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spoke on the earth, much more shall they not escape if turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I'll shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as the things are made that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Now watch verse 28. Whole lot of shaking going on. But the reason the Lord wants me to teach you about the kingdom, let it shake around you, but it can't move you. You got to know. I want you to meditate and read these scriptures over and over. But at verse 28 says, wherefore we receive in a kingdom. We receive in a kingdom. Where is that? Where the kingdom at? On inside of me, right? We receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear for our God's a kingdom that can't be moved. So that kingdom we talked about in Luke that is within me cannot be moved by nothing that come along in this world. I'm a kingdom citizen. I live by revelation. I don't live by observation. Observation, Satan will show a lot of things in this world because he's the God of this world. But revelation tells you you rule over whatever he's showing. So the next time you watch me, I watch you on the news media, just observation. That's not revelation. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man the thing that God got prepared. So you got to get it by revelation. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have to live by revelation. That's why I'm not giving you no poems. I'm responsible for you. And I want you to be able to know you ride about your business, the kingdom of God is within me. And you know what to do. So you're really, I'm a kingdom releaser. There are lessons to be learned and levels to move to. Lessons to be learned and levels to move to. And the way to do that is keep your eyes on Hebrews 12:2. Look at that right quick. Keep your eyes there. There's lessons to be learned and levels to move to. See, keep looking at him. Keep looking at him. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Mm-hmm. He went through some things, but they didn't stop him. He ended up where he was going. Faith make you end up where you're going. You're already there, but you're going to end up there. That's the way a kingdom lifestyle is. Write down kingdom lifestyle. And then, you know, look up your Bible and find out anything about the kingdom you can find out. Always keep kingdom first in your life and keep living by divine results. Keep kingdom first and keep living by divine results. You know this wonderful scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, where are you seeking? Within. See, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, all right? Secondly now, it says, Romans 14:17, I gave you that, but that tell you what the kingdom consists of. It's not meat and drink. It's like Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the kingdom function on words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God. Y'all hear me online? How many online? Y'all hear me online? 1,236. Now, when I showed you 1 Peter 2, 9 through 12, actually, that within the context of what you saw is the secret of your kingdom authority. You've got to know your royal priesthood. You've got to know your chosen. You've got to know your holy. You're holy because of him. Jesus, who is the head of the kingdom, is King of kings and Lord of lords. Revelation 19, 16. King of kings and Lord of lords. In other words, there's nobody can come higher than him. King of kings and Lord of lords. So all these people come up with this idea talking about how big they are and how what they're going to do. She ain't going to do that. They can't have not a Christian, not to one of us who walk by faith, not by sight, walk in revelation like this. The king. Well, where the kingdom of God at? What is the kingdom of God? And it's a kingdom of power. What is 1 Corinthians 4:20? Not word only, but power. In other words, when you speak kingdom word, they have the power to produce what you say. Hallelujah. I said, when you speak kingdom word, they have the power to produce what you say. You got to know you got it. Let me find a place. I'm going to close. Let me go back. Living in kingdom awareness. Who know what awareness means? What awareness means? What? Know your surroundings. That's a good answer. What else it mean? Huh? What? Awake. Okay, wait a minute. That's another word we need here. Shoot, that's another word. Yeah, you put that word down with them other A's. Awake. You need to be awakened to the fact that the kingdom of God is on the inside of me. See, that's a word, kissing awareness. Awaken, aware. And listen to me, my brother and sister. It could be, but this is not a feeling. You see, that's... You can't let emotion take the place of devotion. We're not talking about how you feel tonight. Feeling are flaky. Faith is solid. We'll never make it by feeling. Because with feeling, you're sometime up and you're sometime down. In faith, you're not sometime up and sometime down. Faith, you're always up. See, I know when I've been down, I was stupid. Now you say what you want to say about yourself. I'm just talking about Leroy. Because faith never down. See, when you become like Abraham did, was not weak in faith, but strong in faith, being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he is also able to perform. When you get in that position, partner, you ready to roll. Ready to roll. Well, I'm closing here now. Let me close with two things I want you to have. It's falling right in place. I'm not talking about faith. Developing kingdom of God faith. on purpose. Power, glory, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what it consists of. Developing kingdom of God faith on purpose. What it consists of: power, glory, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You got 1 Corinthians 4:20. It's not a word only, but it's power. Who here? Online. You here? Because the thing that I'm teaching is creating apostolic Christians. And the power of the book of Acts is going to start manifesting again. Not just through preachers, but through every child of God. You're going to call things that be not as though they were. You're going to raise people from the dead. You're going to see miracles because you spoke a word. A miracle is going to transpire because you spoke it. You've been held back as a church member. And just, no, you got power. Everybody in you got a ministry. Everybody, you got a ministry. Always remember that you're a minister of God. Look at the threefold legacy of this ministry, the vision here. Change a lot of people with the word of God, equipping the body of Christ, evangelize the world. Huh? Look at them three W. W number one, the word. W number two, the world. W number three. I got to get you to be a winner. But it got to start with the word. You got to start witnessing. Anybody else not on that app? I want you on the app immediately. And then you become a winner. You can't become a winner without the word and without being concerned about the world. See, you didn't see those three W's, did you? I walk on the balcony this day. I came down here, walk on the balcony. He told me, look at it again. And he showed me them three W's. That's what this vision is all about. The word, the world, and being a winner. You having a problem with that? Oh, you're having a problem. And if you follow that word and win this world, you're definitely gonna be a winner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these years I hadn't seen that. I come on the balcony just praying a little bit, looking around, look at the decoration stuff here for Christmas, and I saw, oh, 3W. Now he knew it when he gave it to me. Changing people's lives with the word. Calling people out of the world, and you're a covenant winner.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you show me today. Yeah. All right, let's do this last one. Stop looking on the outside for your answer. For your victory is on the inside. Yes, sir. K. Because if you go on the inside, he's going to answer it. He's going to show you what to do. But if you look on the outside, you're not going to get your answer. What is 1 John 5:4? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Stop looking where? For your answer, where you look at? Why? Where the kingdom of God at? Uh-huh. Where the power at? On the inside. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to look at one more thing. I see you for the kingdom of God. All these things will be added to you. Glory to God. Stop looking on the outside for your answer, for your victory is on the inside. Stand up. I'm going to say a few things with you. I want you to repeat some things with me, then one of my sons is going to come. And I'm blessed. I got three sons, yes, all preaching the gospel. and 100% behind me. I mean, they don't, them boys never buckled in years and past from young. And my daughter over there, they never, none of my children, they never buckled. Whatever daddy said, let's go. Amen. Always had my back, because I went through a lot of storms, messed with people, and God put me in this van of preaching a certain way. But my family, shh. The kingdom of God is within me.
I'm born again.
I'm filled with His Spirit.
Power
is on the inside of me.
I've
been made the righteousness of God. I have total peace on the inside of me.
Joy
unspeakable and full of glory is on the inside of me. I tap into it tonight. I tap into my peace.
I tap into my joy,
and I'm an overcomer.
Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world.
I'm a world overcomer,
and I can't be shaken
because I'm in a kingdom,
and a kingdom in me
that cannot be shaken.
Great and praise God for that.
Great and praise God for that. Thank you.
Praise God.